Collagen is a crucial protein that's responsible for maintaining skin elasticity and joint health, and also plays a major role in our hormonal health. The lack of collagen can lead to hormonal imbalances that impact various aspects of our health. On today's show, I'll explore the connection between collagen deficiency and imbalanced hormones and provide 6 holistic remedies that you can implement right now. So friend, if you're ready to experience the benefits of collagen that result in renewed health and energy, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rikesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. Did you know that I have a monthly online health coaching accountability program for women just like you? Women who want to increase energy, lose weight, and balance hormones using alternative medicine. Women are experiencing positive and dramatic results and are looking, living, and feeling better. Visit my website at rikesiamcmillan.com for a free consultation. You'll also find the link in today's show notes. When I was going through hormonal changes, I didn't understand how collagen was connected to the symptoms that I was experiencing. My skin, joints, and what felt like my entire body were affected. And you might be experiencing some of the same symptoms that I'm going to share with you that could certainly be related to collagen deficiency. Now, in order to understand collagen deficiency, I'll start by laying the foundation by explaining what collagen is. Collagen is a protein that's found in our organs, our tissues, to include our bones, our muscles, skin, tendons, and even connectivity tissue, and even our blood. And collagen is the most abundant protein found in the human body. Leviticus 17 and 11 says that the life, strength, and energy of all living creatures is in the blood. So we must understand how to bring healing to our blood environment where collagen exists. The blood environment is where all disease begins and ends. And so I'm going to share wisdom, understanding, and knowledge on how to do this. There are 28 different types of collagen that provide a supportive role in keeping our body's tissue, our blood environment, as well as our skin firm and healthy. Collagen is not only a structural protein, but also influences the endocrine system. Our endocrine system is responsible for producing and regulating hormones, which are chemical messengers that control various physiological processes in the body, such as our metabolism, growth, development, and mood. Collagen fibers provide a framework for hormonal glands and tissues and aid in the production and regulation of hormones such as estrogen and progesterone. And when collagen levels decline, that's when hormonal balances occur. And this can lead to a range of health issues for women. And estrogen is a key factor in helping to produce healthy collagen. So what happens when your body no longer produces the necessary estrogen to help produce collagen? Well, collagen production begins to slow down as we enter our early middle age. And at this stage, a woman replenishes about 1% to 1.5% less collagen each year. And some women experience perimenopause as early as their mid-30s, where estrogen levels begin to decline despite normal fluctuations. And this is what happened to me. I started entering into perimenopause when I was 38 years old. And I thought, you know, I'm too young to be going through this. Nonetheless, that's when I began to notice major changes with my hormones. Now, most women don't experience perimenopause until they reach their 40s or their 50s. And one of the things that happens when collagen diminishes is that skin elasticity decreases and premature aging signs can also appear. The skin health and hormonal balances are connected because with collagen, it influences the production of hormones that contribute to a radiant complexion. And so that's one of the first things that I began to notice, that there were changes in my skin as far as there was less radiance, there was also less elasticity. And this happens because a woman's skin becomes less elastic because the body produces less collagen and elastin fibers. And so the collagen produced after menopause, it's thinner and weaker than collagen made during those younger years of our life. Both internal and external aging contributes to decreased skin elasticity. So not only does the skin become less elastic, but the thickness of the skin also decreases as we age. And older skin has less collagen, and that collagen is weaker, and our skin's ability to remain full and thick is also reduced. One of the other things that I noticed is that my skin became drier. That's because estrogen plays a role in our skin's ability to retain moisture. And estrogen increases the blood flow that's connected to our skin, which helps the skin from drying out. It can also play a major role in helping your skin to maintain that outermost layer of skin. Also, as the collagen decreases, our skin is more prone to wrinkles for the same reason that our skin becomes thinner, because it's less elastic after menopause and that stunted collagen production. So it can't bounce back as effectively because the existing collagen is more delicate and thinner. Another area that's impacted with less collagen is that it can also affect menstrual cycles. Hormonal imbalances can lead to irregular periods, increased menstrual pain, and other menstrual-related challenges. And estrogen is a key female hormone that relies on collagen for proper regulation, and any disruption in collagen levels can also impact that estrogen balance that we need. And so I wanted to share some of those symptoms that I experienced that you may also be experiencing that could certainly be related to collagen deficiency. So what can you do to bring healing to your blood environment to address collagen deficiency? I'll share 6 holistic remedies for collagen boost and hormonal balance. The first thing is incorporating a nutrient-rich diet, because we know that food is the first line of medicine. So you want to incorporate foods that are rich in collagen-building nutrients such as vitamin C. These foods include citrus fruits like oranges, lemons, grapefruits, strawberries, kiwi, bell peppers, broccoli, tomatoes, and spinach. You also want to incorporate foods that are rich in zinc and amino acids. These include oysters, beef, chicken, beans, lentils, nuts, seeds, and dairy products like cheese and yogurt. This is important because amino acids are the building blocks of protein, and collagen is a protein. You want to also incorporate foods like bone broth, as well as leafy greens that can also contribute to collagen synthesis. The second thing is consider incorporating a collagen supplement into your health regimen. That's because collagen supplements, they offer several benefits, including promoting skin elasticity, supporting your joint health, strengthening your hair, your nails. I personally take a collagen supplement to help to combat any kind of aging skin, as well as reduce joint pain and enhance my overall skin, hair, and nail health. And what I'll do is I'll place a link in today's show notes for the collagen that I use, as well as recommend for my clients. The one thing that I enjoy about taking a collagen supplement is because it's so convenient, it's readily available so that I can add it to my beverages or even my meals. I include it in things like my smoothies or my oatmeal for breakfast. The third thing that you can do is incorporate adaptogenic herbs into your health regimen. And adaptogenic herbs are just that. They are herbs that help the body to adapt to stress. These include ashwagandha, lavender, chamomile, and rhodiola to help the body to adapt to stress, which promotes hormonal balance. They can also support the endocrine system and alleviate symptoms related to hormonal imbalances. These can be used in herbal teas as well as aromatherapy. And this is something that I do often, that I am intentional about including adaptogenic herbs into my health regimen almost on a daily basis, whether it is using lavender for aromatherapy or having a nice cup of warm herbal chamomile tea after dinner, because I know that this helps my body to settle and to reduce any stress that it may be experiencing. The fourth thing is incorporating regular exercise. Yes, engaging in regular exercise at least 3 to 5 times a week for a minimum of 30 minutes. And this is important because it stimulates collagen production and promotes your overall health. So engaging in exercises like brisk walking, even stationary cycling. Some of you may use the Peloton cycle. There are also HIIT training exercises that you can do, swimming, jump roping. Even for the strength exercises, you can include things like dumbbells, barbells, or machines to lift weights. You can also engage in things like body weight exercises, such as push-ups, squats, lunges, and planks. You can even use resistance bands. And when you're incorporating resistance bands, they add that resistance that you need. Because again, this contributes to collagen synthesis. And so I love adding variety to my workout routines during the week. I do a little bit of the high intensity interval training at least twice a week, or HIIT exercises. I also include weightlifting in my exercises every week because, again, the variety helps you to produce that collagen synthesis that your body needs. And I always encourage everyone that you've got to find an exercise regimen that works for you, something that is fun, something that you enjoy, that you know that you'll be committed to doing on a weekly basis. The fifth thing that you want to do is you want to make sure that you are getting adequate hydration. And proper hydration supports collagen production and helps to maintain skin elasticity. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again, that water is just not a liquid, but it is in fact a nutrient. The body needs water. And as I shared, that this is important to drink the proper amount of water because it supports collagen production. And so you want to make sure that you're drinking enough water every day to support your overall health. The general recommendation for women is around 2.7 liters or 91 ounces from all beverages and foods combined. So this includes not only water, but also other beverages like herbal teas, even coffee, and the water content in foods such as fruits, vegetables, and even salads. And every woman's water intake varies based on age, as well as physical activity, level, and climate. And so I always say this, to listen to your body signals for thirst and adjust your water intake accordingly, because this is so important. Something that I practice is that I take my water bottles with me everywhere that I go. So I fill up, there's two 32-ounce water bottles that I carry every day. So I make sure that I drink one before 12 noon, and then I have the other one in the afternoon, and then I'll drink water during the evening time, but don't drink anything after 7 p.m. And this is so that I'm not waking up in the night having to go to the bathroom, but I want to be able to get that quality sleep, which leads me into the sixth area, which is quality sleep. You want to make sure that you're getting sufficient and quality sleep because this plays a crucial role in hormone regulation. The Bible reminds us in Proverbs 3:24 that God gives his beloved children sweet sleep. So we want to be able to fully embrace this promise because sleep deprivation can disrupt hormonal balance and collagen production. And one of the things that I want to encourage you to do is to create a sleep hygiene plan. Just like we have an exercise plan, we also need to have a sleep hygiene plan. And so if you don't have one, I'm going to share some recommendations to help you to implement a sleep hygiene. You want to make sure that you have a consistent sleep schedule. Simply go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, even on the weekends, because this is going to help keep your circadian rhythm. That's that internal clock that helps to regulate our sleep. It's going to keep it balanced and in sync, because if you're going to bed at different hours every single night, you're not going to be able to get the consistent sleep that your body needs. You also want to create a relaxing bedtime routine. Establish calming activities before going to bed, such as reading your Bible or gentle stretching or even practicing meditation or reading a great calming book. Another thing that you want to do is make sure that you have a comfortable sleep environment. Ensure that your bedroom is dark. Ensure that it is quiet, that it is cool. You want to be able to invest in comfortable pillows as well as a firm mattress. Something that I do to ensure that my room is dark is that I keep my cell phone or any kind of digital device away from my bed. I even put it actually in my closet at night, so it's like nowhere near me, so that if there's a call or a text message that comes in, I don't have my notifications on at night. But just in case that light comes on, I just keep it away from me so that it doesn't wake me up in the middle of the night. Something else that I do is that I limit any type of screen time before bed, because avoiding those electronic devices before bed is going to help you to avoid that blue light, because blue light has been shown through several studies to disrupt sleep so that you are not able to fall into that deep sleep that you truly, truly need. Also, something that I do is I don't have a television in my bedroom because I believe that your bedroom should be your sleeping sanctuary, and it's going to give you that adequate rest that you need. Another practice with your sleep regimen is to practice mindful eating. You want to be able to avoid heavy meals, caffeine, and excessive liquids before bedtime. And so the practice is not to eat or drink anything after 7 p.m. Because if you do, you will be up, whether that's using the bathroom at night or your body is working on digesting the food as well as the liquid. So your body's actually working at night when it should be actually sleeping. So making sure that you're practicing mindful eating. You also want to, as I mentioned earlier, ensuring that you're getting that regular exercise in, but you want to engage in exercise a few hours before bedtime. You don't want to exercise close to your sleeping hours because that causes your body to be energized, fully awake. And so you want to, again, practice your exercises earlier in the morning or midday, or at least a couple of hours, 3 at most, before going to bed at night. You also want to manage that stress, practicing stress management techniques like deep breathing and progressive muscle relaxation or stretching. One of the things that I like to do is diffuse calming essential oils like that lavender I mentioned, that adaptogenic herbal remedy to help me to rest and to relax and to de-stress before going to bed. Another thing that you can do when it comes to your sleep regimen is to limit naps. If you do take a nap, take a short nap 20 to 30 minutes earlier in the day so that you can enter into that deep sleep that your body needs. And so by adopting these holistic practices, this is an excellent way to replenish your collagen levels naturally and to help balance your hormones. And so I pray that you were blessed by today's show and that you learned something from it. If you did, I would love to hear about it. You can do so by answering my interactive survey or by leaving a voice message via Spotify. And if there's a health topic that you'd like to hear on the show, you can send me an email by clicking on the Contact Me link in today's show notes. Be sure to share, leave a review, or subscribe to the show to receive notifications on all of the latest content. So let's wrap it all up. Addressing the link between collagen and hormonal balance is crucial for our overall health. By adopting a holistic approach that includes dietary changes, supplements, and lifestyle adjustments, you can support collagen synthesis and promote hormonal harmony naturally. I'll leave you with Psalm 139, verse 14. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.